podcast.
It's my theme music. Every good hero should have some.
And like every good hero, I have that theme music. This is Tim, this is your Giant Straight Talk, powered by Online Big Blue LLC. Oh, it was one of those days. We haven't been on the mic in a while, but we're back. Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Been doing a lot of live streams. Got a new project coming out. It's an NFL project. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. I'll have more details on it soon. But you know what? We want to start getting back to doing some videos and some podcasts as well. So evidently, of course, we have the Mara. Now, the Mara is one of these guys that when he says anything, you listen. Because of the fact that normally when he talks, you think he's going to give that undying, unwavering support to Daniel Jones. That anything that he says is going to be that I am never going to talk ill will against Eli 2.0. Because if I did that, well, you know what? That would just be crazy talk. So evidently, Mara has given the green light for the New York Giants to draft a quarterback. Dun, dun, dun. Even though they signed this kid to $160 million, he's not even a kid anymore. He's 27 years old, be in the league for 6 years. He has evidently told, or is in somewhat of discussions, I don't know if it's true or not, that general manager Joe Shane and Brian Daboll have the green light from ownership to draft a quarterback if they so desire. I always love when teams play their cards close to their vest. We don't want anyone to know what we're doing. He came out and said at the annual NFL meeting, if they fall in love with a quarterback and believe it's worth the pick at six or moving up, I certainly would support that. Boy, this is a big change from what we've heard from years past. It's almost like they now have the blessing. You now have my blessing, Dominus Ominous, to go out now and draft that quarterback. No longer are we looking for this. Mara also said, I know they're looking at quarterbacks. You've seen that. They've gone to some of the pro days. We had some of those guys in. I don't think even close to making a final determination yet as to which their way they're going to go on that. Those decisions will happen over the next few weeks. Mara also came out and said his front office told him that this is the most talented group of quarterbacks to come out in years. No shit, Sherlock. And here's the other problem, John. And I love you, John. No, I don't. You have to actually draft one of them. You can't come out and say this is one of the most talented quarterback classes in years and not turn around and actually draft one of them. Because Lord knows what's going to come out next year. Lord knows what you're going to have to go through if you miss or don't miss out on a quarterback, because sitting at six after winning those meaningless Tommy DeVito games, you do not have an opportunity to draft the guy you want, maybe in Drake May, maybe in Jaden Daniels, maybe in J.J. McCarthy. Who knows that you're going to go out and get, what's his name, get like a Leary or a Hartman or a Radler or a Milton. No, Joe, you got to get a franchise quarterback. It's time. 6 years is more than enough time. 5 years is more than enough time to sit there and look at all these guys and say, heck, what are we going to do? Now, the belief right now that is that the top three picks, which go to Chicago, Washington, New England, are going to be quarterbacks. Now, when Shane was talking about that, he goes, I don't believe that. He goes, I wouldn't say that. No one is slamming the door. Everyone is going to listen, I think. This is Joe Shane talking about the top three guys. The top three quarterbacks, more than likely, Joe. This is why I'm starting to have my doubts about Joe Shane. More than likely, Joe, the top three guys are going to be quarterbacks. And, or if one of those guys decide to trade out, the team trading in is probably more than likely going to go after a quarterback. I know it's shocking. I know that's crazy, but that's just the way it is. And it's one of those nutty scenarios, one of those nutty situations. One of the things that I did find interesting about this meeting is the fact that John Mara said, there are times when I wish Brian Daboll would tone it down. We've talked about this before. Brian Daboll kind of has this complex, and I don't know where he gets it from. Kind of like, you know, he's done so much in the NFL. It really does if you watch him on the sidelines. And for a guy that had, that his claim to fame was going 7-2, then having the wheels fall off the bus after that, he kind of runs his mouth and has these antics on the sidelines in reference to his coaches and the referees and his players. You would think that he was Belichick. You think he's got like 6 rings. It always reminds me of that Crash Davis conversation he had with Nuke Lulush. We've talked about it a million times before.
Your shower shoes have fungus on them. You'll never make it to the bigs with fungus on your shower shoes. Think classy, you'll be classy. If you win 20 in the show, you can let the fungus grow back on your shower shoes and the press will think you're colorful. Until you win 20 in the show, however, it means you're a slob.
So until you win a Super Bowl, you have fungus on your shower shoes there, Brian. You haven't done enough. You haven't built up this pedigree enough to kind of do some of the things that you do. And I think that's kind of what John Mara admitted to. And he admitted to this to Daryl Slater of NewJersey.com. And I said, he said, there are times when I wish he would tone it down a little bit. But I'm also in the meetings today, and I see how he acts around his coaches in the office, and he always maintains his cool there. Does he get excitable during games? Sometimes, yes. So do I. But I think it's a major, I don't think it's a major issue. I don't think it affects the culture. Do you remember what happened with Wink? That we were having in the building. Do you remember what happened to this guy named Wink Martindale? And I'm not talking the former game show host who left the team. I don't think it's a major issue. I don't think it affects the culture in the building. I still firmly believe in Brian is the right guy for us going forward. I want him to be himself at the end of the day. If I get to the point where I think he's acting irrational and is affecting his performance, I certainly would have a word with him. I have not seen that yet. Well, why the fuck would you even say that then? Why would that even come out of your mind, John? If you didn't think there was a problem, if you didn't think there was an issue, why would this come out of your mind? The Giants make that surprise playoff run, get blown out by the Eagles, then go 6-11 after they started 7-2. And then they only won 2 games the remainder of that season. So since that 7-2 start, he's only won 8 games over a season and a little over a season and a half. You can have all the antics. You can have fungus on your shower shoes. But the problem is at the end of the day, if you do not produce, well, that's when you get fired. We talked about this with Kayvon Thibodeau. Kayvon Thibodeau came in like, I'm only gonna get a sack a game. And I said, being boisterous is not a bad thing. It's not. But the problem is, if you don't back it up and you don't turn out to be...
We're here because you're looking for the best of the best of the best, sir.
If you don't turn out to be the best of the best and you all of a sudden just get 5 sacks, maybe 4 sacks, then at the end of the day, you're not who we thought you were. Then you follow up the next season with a much better season with your 11 half sacks, but you got 7 of them sacks in 3 games. You went, 6 games with only a half a sack? But you're still going to run your mouth like you are a guy that's getting 20 sacks. It's all about, it's not even about perception anymore. It's about the fact that you need to look at this from a clear perspective. This Giant team needs to be evaluated on the talent they have. Not their perceived talent, or the talent they have. Is Kayvon Thibodeau a talented player? Yes. Is Kayvon Thibodeau going to be Khalil Mack? No. Because we're already going into year 3. And we already kind of got an idea what Kayvon's going to be. Same thing with Burns. Was that a good trade in reference to compensation standpoint? I would think not. I don't think it's a good trade. I think it is a fair trade for both teams. Did we give $25 million for a guy that's pretty much outside of one per season produced 8 sacks? Yeah. Law of averages said, just like our old buddy.
King of the almost sack.
Who had that big season, his contract year. We paid him off that big season and we forgot the other 5 years with the Jets and the time he spent here. We forgot those seasons existed and we felt he was going to be what he was that 1 year. Well, you know what? Sometimes they call, you know what they call that? I'm going to whisper so people can hear it softly. I'm going to whisper. It's called a career year. Just saying. It's called a career year. And the Giants overpay all the time for people that have career years. And I don't understand why. This, I want to talk about this real quick. This isn't Giant related, but this ban on the swivel hip drop tackling technique, this is just garbage. And so even the Players Association didn't abide by this. Because if you read the actual rule, you are basically banning tackling. And I'm not the only person that said this. There's many, going back to J.J. Watson, of course, former NFL great, and other former NFL players and current NFL players, said basically you're just going to ban tackling. I said you just need to run up on people now and go and try to blow on them.
That's what she said.
Knock them off their path. If a defender grabs the runner with both hands or wraps the runner with both arms and also unweights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lowering body, landing on and trapping the runner's legs at or below the knees. So when I played in both high school and college, the first thing they taught you is you tackle, you lead with your shoulder, you wrap, you lift, you turn, and then you drive. You kind of do a little, like you're driving someone into the dirt. Now, I understand they did this from when the Ravens tight end got hurt, but he was dragged down from behind. So you're basically banning, in some regards, tackling. You're banning proper tackling technique. One person said, these rules are going crazy out there. Two-hand tag fits this game best. Darius Big Play Slay said, it's about to be a lot of missed tackles. And I love it. One other person wrote, breaking news, tackling is now banned. That's a problem. That's an issue. You really have. And now they're saying, well, no. It's going to be like the helmet to helmet thing. We're not really going to call it in games. It's more that we're going to send you a letter and give you a fine. Can we all just put on dresses now? I mean, seriously, because that's what we're getting to. Why don't we go? I always think of the Seinfeld with Kramer. Why don't you put on a little sundress and sashay your pretty little butt all the way down the road? Why can't we just do that now? Because evidently we're not allowed to hit people. That's what you're telling people. You're not allowed to use proper tackling techniques anymore. And you're calling it a hip drop. I always love it. It's a hip drop. Okay, let's read it again. If a defender grabs the runner with both hands or wraps around the runner with both arms, not saying from behind, and also unweights himself by swiveling, most people are taught, especially when you're back in Pop Warner, you're taught to swivel your hips a little bit, and dropping his hips or lowering his body and landing on the trapping the runner's legs at or below the knees. When Tay Crowder tackled Derrick Henry a couple years back, which was that massive hit, so many people said. I didn't see it. He tackled him from the side, but that's okay. We're not going to talk about that because we're not going to bash on poor Tay Crowder. That hit would now be considered illegal. So you're banning tackling. And I love it because when the Players Association doesn't agree with something that's supposed to protect the players, you know we got a lot of problems here. We got a big old live stream coming up on Wednesday. Our new live stream schedule is going to be noon on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Of course, with our Sunday stream mixed in there as well. Check out videos. We're going to have these videos now almost, not daily, but we're going to get back into doing some videos and podcasts because I enjoy doing them as well. Big project coming up for the NFL season kicking off in 2024. Hope everyone stays tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be on this channel and on a different channel as well, so make sure you hang tight. And as always, don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to ring that bell because you want to know why. And that'd be awesome.